Mitch Robinson's been good enough to join us. The unknown is huge. He joins us for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles proudly. Aussie with 30% off Aussie-made tiles. Now, welcome to you, Mitch. Great to have you on the program.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me back.
It's a weird season of unknowns, and now all of a sudden all you really know is that you're playing Port this week, and who knows what you're doing the week after.
It's been a bit like that throughout the year, to be honest. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, and I guess we find out when everyone else finds out. So at the moment we're playing Port Adelaide, then apparently it's going to be Collingwood, so we'll focus on it week by week. That's been our motto since I can remember. It's just taking it week by week, even during the normal fixture, so it works well for us.
So people like me think that we should actually give extra credit to the team that wins the flag this year. We should not underrate or undersell or water down how tough it's been for the Premier this year to get the job done in adversity with the resilience. And Gil spoke about it earlier as well. But other teams, if you win the flag, Mitch, you'll say, oh, it was only 2020. It doesn't count. It counts. It counts more than ever, you think?
I think so. Probably at the start of the year, I was thinking more along the lines of a bit of asterisk, but going through what the players have been going through, I think the most prepared and most professional team will come out on top. And we're kind of using that motto internally that we can only control what we can control. We have to rock up and play our best foot against the other team who's going through the same circumstances. So if it's been the 17 games we get out and it's all fair and even, then the best team wins in the last game of the year, that's it. So we're attacking every game as it might be our last, so that's how we're playing our footy.
Do you see it as an advantage for you guys if you continue to attack it that way and you look at some others and think they're not necessarily giving it everything they've got because they've kind of checked out a bit?
We can't comment on what other teams are going through because we haven't been in the hub situation yet, but internally we want to win every game this year and obviously get back to finals and play footy there. But from looking outside, looking in, I don't see any other teams that have checked out mentally. I think some are in hubs at the moment going through some adversity that we haven't been put through yet. But in saying that, hopefully the season all like evens itself out and at the end of the year everyone's played each other once and we get the finals out of the way. So I'm just grateful that we're playing footy at the moment. I don't care where or when we're playing it. It's just that we've got the games on the weekend and we look forward to playing that. So it's good for my mental sanity anyway.
So you'll be happy to, what are your teammates like? You'll be happy to hub up somewhere for a month?
Definitely. If I have good internet, I can play my video games, I'm good to go. But obviously you have the family aspect too. That'd be the win for me. But I'm just happy we're playing footy. Obviously there's a lot of stuff going on outside of the AFL community that we can't control. And as long as we rock up and try and win every game like it's our life depends on it, then I think we'll be right.
Ball movement's been a talking point today because a couple of the games didn't have great ball movement, but you guys seem to be moving it okay and fluently as well. Why?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. It's been obviously a hot topic the last couple of days. Obviously, Alistair Clarkson's comments kind of reignited that that discussion about changing rules and making the game more open. But internally, especially the Brisbane Lions, we've been playing this way of footy for the last couple of years and it's been stacking up against the best teams with our scoring ability and the ways we can move the ball. So I haven't really noticed it too much. Our job is to have good offense and even better defense. And if we can stop teams from scoring, we can put scores on the board. We usually win the game. So I'm not too sure. It might be the coaching, the way the coaching is in the AFL. I don't think it's much about the rules. I think it's just the way we play the footy at the moment.
I agree with you because you guys seem to, your instinct when you get it, especially at halfback, is to look for the inside kick, look for the forward kick, look for the handball that's attacking, not to take the easy backward option by foot or by hand.
Well, some teams, that's the brand of footy they play. They like to maintain the football and chip it around and get uncontested marks. We have a few facets of game that work for us and we practice that, you know, all during the preseason. And we're getting more years under our belts with Chris Fagan and the coaches. So our game plan seems to be working at the moment. But in saying that, if we don't have our defense on, that's always first for us. If we don't have that on, then teams can move the ball through us and get scores easily. So we've been taught since early ages, not just recently, that a good offense can be undone with bad defense. So we've been taught that since junior footy that you got to have your defense on first, and you can go from there.
So what's your first instinct when you get the ball at halfback?
I'm looking for an option, teammate, obviously, but to get the ball going forward. So I don't know. I see other teams that like to switch a lot. You can kind of shut that down now. You can kind of invite players to switch and then hold them in the other side. So I don't know. It's one of those things that every team's different and we play to our strengths. We have a lot of good ball users and a lot of speed in our team. So that obviously works for us. And with likes of Charlie Cameron, Dane Zorko, and a few names that like Eric Hipwood up forward who can run very fast backwards, they're kind of a deadly mix. So I don't know. It's just what works for us. And I haven't really noticed the low-scoring affairs only by the games that I've been watching on the weekend.
And you'll back Charlie in a one-on-two. You'll kick it long to Eric Hipwood in a pack. You don't mind that.
The funny thing is, Eric Hipwood thinks he's faster than Charlie Cameron, so we like to get our players all over the ground doing their thing. So they're full of confidence at the moment, and we've put the ball in their area. Obviously, Charlie Cameron's a freak of nature, and he can outrun anyone. But, it's in our game plan that we trust our players to get the job done, and we kick a ball near them, and they'll do the rest.
You've got a lot of energy givers. You're a full-on energy giver. You're like a bee in a bottle. Charlie's like that. Dane Zorko didn't play much of the game on the weekend, and you'll miss him against Port Adelaide this week. But that's a factor, isn't it? The energy you give, how exuberant you are?
I think so. It's kind of what separates me from the rest. That's why I've been getting games week in, week out. Put my head over the body, bring the energy, and try and do something that gets the team going in terms of standards, put your head over the ball, big tackle. Those type of things like really set me apart, I think, from the rest. And that's what if I keep bringing that every week, I'd get a game. But we have a lot of energised players in our team. And during the times of no crowds, that's kind of one of the things we have to work on, bringing our own energy, fake it till you make it, celebrate little wins type thing. So we've been doing that for a little while now, and it's just starting to come to fruition. You start to notice a bit more, especially with the crowds coming back. It's always good to get, the Lions fans behind us and take a bit of pressure off me for once.
You weighed in on Twitter on the Zach Merritt punch. Your thoughts on a punch to the guts like that? Doesn't matter how soft it is, that it's not part of our game and deserves a week?
I don't know really about the outcome, but we've been told for the last few years now, anything with a clenched fist will get looked at and you get scrutinised for it. So Merritt obviously knows that you can't punch people, but I think the thing that separates him from other incidents that he was, in the motion and putting on that applied pressure. But obviously you can do those kind of shots if you're about to tackle someone, but I just looked a bit worse for wear when, the outcome were how Savani had to go to hospital and he had broken ribs and bruised lung, which is pretty bad. So I think with that, he got a week, and I don't know if Essendon will go against that because it's a bit of money out of the pocket if he loses. So I don't know. I think it happens a lot in games, and there's a bit of a freak accident that outcome happened.
So you're blaming Jack Silvani for having soft ribs?
Do not twist my words. No way. I'm saying that happens a lot in game, and he must be very, very strong to make that happen.
The Port Adelaide game this week, they are playing good footy as well. Have you had a look at them yet? Are you an avid watcher of football, or do you just wait for the assessment from your coaches and sit down in the meeting in a couple of days' time?
I've been watching a little bit of Port Adelaide's game. They've been pretty exciting during this year, and I'm looking forward to playing against them because they're obviously top of the ladder team, and we get to test ourselves out against the best this week. And I'm looking forward to that game because we played them in the preseason and they beat us, so we'll be looking to get one back on them.
And bottom line, one last one, because I know you're being a dad right now. You think the state of the game's okay? We shouldn't be ordering rules just because a couple of games don't look great?
I don't know. It's a tough one because if you look at the people who are talking, they seem to be the senior coaches, and then the media get involved and everyone kind of has their say. I don't see a quick fix for this. It's going to take time. And as I tweeted earlier, they're going to change anything to the game, and this year would be the year to do it because they kind of get a free pass at, shorting the quarters. Everything's kind of, everyone's flying in and out of other places. There's so much mayhem going on around the AFL that if they were looking to try and open the game up a bit like they want to, that would be the time to do it. But I'm happy with the game at the moment. We've had rule changes year in, year out since I've been in the system for 12 years. So I think the game's all right. I think we just have to find ways to score better. It's obviously a fans' game, and they want to see more scoring, apparently. So probably just have to relax on the defensive mindset for the coaches and the players.
So if there's one thing you could tinker with, what would it be?
rotations. I think if we had unlimited rotations, you'd have a lot more scoring. I think since we took that back, the scoring went down. And as a player, I think you want your best players on the ground. If you can get them on and off the ground as quick as possible, that'd be better for them. And I always see that you want to leave your best players on the ground for longer. Well, they get fatigued a lot quicker, and that's where I think we could do a lot better. As we have more rotations, we can get the best players on and off fresher.
So more, not less.
Yeah, more rotations, not less, yep.
That's going to spark some talk back as well. Mitch, well, I love watching you play. I love broadcasting your games. Can't wait to do your game this week. And keep on keeping on. Got a couple of Carlton fans that have come through on the speckled text. Even they still love you. No one doesn't love you. Mitch, you're an absolute gem to have involved in our game. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Go the Lions!